Okay, let's begin today's daf, Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Zayin. And we are on Nun Vav Mabay, is a couple of lines up from the bottom. As we continue here in the fourth perek regarding all the issues of Yayin, the land, that's really most of the rest of the perek until we get to the last perek of Hasokhar Esapoel, regarding Yayin Nesach as well. That's on daf Samav Beis, and that would be the last perek of the Masechta, but we still have some time before we get there. So the last, point that we made was various types of touching of the non-Jew, which we'll talk about today as well, as we have other stories related to that, and chumras of Yayin Nesach. Yesterday we compared Yayin Nesach to Chiyuv Maaseros. We spoke a little bit about Bittel. We spoke about Nitzok. A couple of serious Yaradeya sugyas came up on yesterday's Naf, which we were able to touch on, and we also had a little story at the end about learning psak from a child, right? Hahu Yanuka, and the discussion in the first from the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam and Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Yud Aleph, whether the Rambam is paskening like the child, whether the Rambam is not paskening like the child, is there a problem paskening from a child? We have the Tshuva of Rav Moshe, where he discussed, even if there's a very quick and precocious child, he's still a child, he can't count for a minyan, according to, and Mizumin V'chulu, according to Ashkenazic practice, V'chulu. Okay, so let's get into it. The last point we mentioned was about Nisach Beregel, and we quoted that Nisach Beregel lo shmei Nisach, that if one is menasech with their foot, so is lo shmei Nisach. So even if the idolater is walking around in the wine press, so we don't assume that he was never as menasech with his foot, and therefore that would not be called a Nisach. And again, like we said, there is somewhat of a question what the Rambam paskins in terms of his psak about that issue. And again, maybe I'll just read it, Yud Aleph, where he discusses Perek Yud Aleph is all about Yayin Nesach in the Rambam. Yayin, the Perek starts off, Yayin should es nasech la avodah zarah, osur bahana. We know if it is actually nisnasech, it's asad bana daraisa. Vashosmi menu kolshehu lokem in Torah. And if I drink any of it kolshehu, interesting, a kolshehu, right? Not just a revius, not just by like other isure hanor, isure achila, right? Then it's even kolshehu. Vachena ochel kolshehu mitikrovas avad azar mi bisar o peros. If I eat any meat or fruit of the oraisa iser hana afilu mayim umelach ha'ochal mekoshu loke shenemar. Here's the pasuk that I did not get right yesterday. Shenemar asher chelos v'chemo yochelu yishtu yei nesicham. Right, based on that pasuk at the end of the Torah. But again, it doesn't say that it has a specific minimum shear, so it's even a kol shu. And then yain should esnasech la kizevach shekarav la, wine that is poured to an idol is like a karban that is sacrificed to an idol. V'kivan sheiser zeh mishum avodah zarah hu, ein lo shear. And because of his mishum avodah zarah is not batal, doesn't have a shear, sheneemar b'avodah zarah, as we had already, v'lo yidbak b'yadcha me'uma menacherim. Right, any little amount. You're not allowed to have anything from the cherim, from what's pushed off for you, and therefore it is no bittel. That is level one. Yayin agoyim. We said this outside yesterday, but once we have it open, let's read it. Yayin agoyim she'en anu yodim im nisnasech o lo nisnasech hu anikra stam yenam. Yayin goyim that you don't know if it was actually nisnasech. So you might say that's called a safek daraisa. Maybe it was, maybe if it wasn't. So that is also asur bahana ki yayin she nisnasech. V'davar zeh migzera sofrim hu. That is an Issa Drabanan Gzeira Sofrim. Vashosa Mistam Yenem Revius Makanoso Makas Mardus. Which, again, the Achronim discuss, does this relate to the Machlokas Rambam Rashba in general about Savik Darai Salachumra? Is that itself, right, the Rashba holds and Rov Rishonim, Mistima Sam hold that the din of Savik Darai Salachumra is a din Daraisa? Right, you're not sure about, this, so you have to be Machmir because it's a Savik about a Daraisa, and that din is Daraisa. Right, that's what we would assume. If that is true, then it's interesting to know, why do you need a separate gzera of stam yenam, if it's safek? The Rambam holds, safek daraisa lechomer is itself a din derabanan. Safek daraisa lekula, mi daraisa. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Meis and elsewhere. So again, this is one of the 20 Rambams and sugyas that all the poskim discuss in the context of that machlokas. Various gemaras that point in opposite directions. And that is number two. And then you have, v'chol yayin sheyigavo hagoy. And then you have wine, our wine, that a guy might touch. Hareza aser shem anisech oso. Maybe he touched it, so it's still aser because maybe he was manasech shemachsheves agoy lavodazara. Halamadita sheyain yisrael shenaga bo agoy dino kistam yenam shehu aser bahana. And this is quoted all in the Shulchan Aruch as well in Yaradeya. But then we get into what about without kavana, right? That's what we had on yesterday's daf, and that's what we're having Bez Hashem on today's daf. Right, goy shenoga b'yayin shelo b'kavana. He didn't mean to touch it. He brushed against it. V'chein tinok goy. What about a child? Shenoga b'yayin. We'll have bardas on the daraisa level. So we'll have to see what we hold in there. We didn't get to any of the exceptions. And which type of goyim? Ger toshav. What about yayin mevushal? When is it aser? That was also on 2 days ago's daf. As he continues in this parak. Parak yud, this is now yud alef yud alef. The one that we wanted to get to. Me'emasa ye'aser yayin ha'goyim, mishe yidroch, when it's trampled on, v'yimashech ha'yayin, and as it starts flowing down. Afa pishalo yarad labar, even though it didn't get to the bar yet. Ela adayin hu begat, hareza aser, right, when it starts moving. Lefichach, ein dorchim anachri begat, shema yiga biyado, v'yanasech. You can't trample with the goyim of the god, because maybe he'll touch it with his hand. And v'yanasech. V'afilu haya kafus. That's the other line. Even if his hands are tied. That makes this a little tricky. Because what did the child say? Oh, kafus is not a problem. Right? Don't worry. If it's kafus, then he can't be menasech. And then the child also said, nisuch beregel, lo shvei nisuch. So the Rambam seems to focus on hands, which means he paskins like the child, nisuch beregel, lo shvei nisuch. But then he also says, even if the nachri's hands are tied, it's still a problem, which seems to be against what the child says. That's what's mysterious about the Rambam's psak. All the mafreshim discuss it. V'in lochim in mimenu gat derucha v'yavav ishadayin hayayin muor v'machartzan v'azagim v'lo yorad l'bar. Okay, so that was the discussion. Then what about even if he saw his omen al gabav, and what about the chometz? This is all here in Perek Yud Aleph of Isurei Machal Sasuros, and then Perek Yud Beis. Good. So let's continue now. That's a little bit about that Rambam's psak about the story. Hahu Uvda. So we have another story. Hahu Uvda, David Bar Nadah. There was another similar story in Nahar Da. The Farshim say that his hands were tied up. The Dedashu Yisrael Vovikochavim Lahu Chamra. That a Jew and an idolater were crushing the wine together. And What was the psak, or even before that? Tosfos points out that this is a little different than the previous case, because the previous case, the bottom Tosfos, the previous case was of regarding a wine of a goy. This case is the wine of a Jew. So it's similar realities in terms of the action being done, right? Bottom Tosfos. Omari delo haya mamish dumi to ovya dinuka to yinuka lo avishalka vatari elo mishri le bahana'a ki abor haya shalov de kochavim lo shari ela bahana'a. They were talking about whether it's mutter bahana or not because it's a goy's wine. Ushmuel lahater af bishtia kamar lefisha bar ha'yishol Yisrael. And Shmuel potentially can matter it even in drinking if he says what the goy did was insignificant because it's a Jew's wine. If you say it's not called a negia, then it's the Jew's wine. If it's a goy's wine, then it's for sure going to be at least a certain level of iser. But either way, so there was this case. So what are you going to say if a goy is trampling with a Jew's wine? Is that called touching? Are you choshes that he actually touched it? V'shahei Shmuel tlasa rigli. Shmuel did not paskin. Shmuel delayed his psak for 3 regalim. Right, 3 regalim. Why? Meaning, what's the issue? He was looking, he wanted to get together with all the other rabbis to discuss with them this issue and to know whether there was a Tana that held like what he wanted to paskin. Right, that's as we're going to see. There's a three-way machlokes tanaim coming up here that the Gemara is going to quote. Whether the touching of an akum, whether negias akum is nothing, it's even mutter b'shtia, or it's even aser b'hana, or it's the middle, it's aser to drink, but it's mutter to havana. So which one is it? So as we'll see, Shmuel was looking around for a Tana that was going to be the base for his psak. You see on the side it says Ayin Rashi. Right, Yevamis Kufchav Beis. So if it says on the sign in the Mesoras Hashas, I in the Rashi, so we have to look in the Rashi. It's the Rashi and the last daf in Yevamis. The last daf in Yevamis. Rashi there is talking about the Shalosh Regalim. But first do the Rashi here. Tlas Rigli. Shahayim Miskabsin Lishmoa Drasha. They got together 3 times a year. All the rabbis got together for the Drasha. Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchas Chag B'Chag. So they got together on the Chagim in order to hear the Drasha. Does that mean on the Chag? Does that mean right before the Chag? Sounds like Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach. It sounds like on that day. If you look in the Rashi there, same thing. Rashi, the last Amud Aleph in Yavam is Kuf Chav Beis. Tzlasa Rigli. Shoy Talmidei Chachamim Nikbatzim Lishmoa Drasha Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach. Fahaisa Shoh Eles Mehem. And everybody's questions to them. This is where they discuss all of the issues of the time. U'bitshuvas ha-ge'onim matzasi. And then he quotes a tshuva of the ge'onim, which is not exactly related to this, but this is what Tzlasa Rigli is. Kol anach rigli da'amorai hainu yom shemespo adam gadol kovim osol lechvodo. It's a yard site. When there's a yard site of a great individual, they were koveya that day in his honor. Umidei shana b'shana kishemagia oso yom. When that day comes, miskabsim talmidei chachamim mikol svivav. All the rabbis from the surrounding areas would get together. Uba'im al kivro im shar ha'am lahoshev yeshiva sham. At least you go near his kever. You don't have to say mamish at his kever. You say near his kever to learn there in his honor. That's another pshat of Wrigley when they got together. Kol Hanach Wrigley is the days when they got together. Somebody once mentioned that this is the Rashi. I once asked a big Hasidic rabbi about what's the source for some not saying Tachanun on the time of a yard site. It's not in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. So they quote to me this Rashi. The Rashi doesn't say anything about Tachnun, doesn't say anything about being besimcha. It's about getting together on a yard site to learn Torah. That's all the Rashi says. But again, this is the Rashi that is quoted here related to the Rigli. Okay, so Shmuel was waiting to have the psak discussed and seeing if he could have a Tana that supported his Shita. So here we go. So my time. So why did he wait? What did he want to paskin? Who did he want to find the basis for? So Ilei Mamishim Dekasavar. Is it because he held the Mishkachna Tana to Asar Karebi Nasan Osrini Afilubana? He was looking for the most machmer shita. He wanted to be machmer and say this wine is even Asar Bahana'a. And who says that? Rabbi Nasan. So he wanted to know if anybody could find and quote him the shita of Rabbi Nasan and the Brisa. D'tanya, where is Rabbi Nasan Shita? In the following Brisa. D'tanya, Madado, what if a non-Jew, a goy, an Obi Kochavim, is measuring out wine of a Jew? Right? Measuring it out. How do you measure it? Sometimes you don't have a ruler, so you stick your arm in. Stick your arm into the wine. I know how long my arm is, so I know that's going to be the amount of wine. Or I stick my leg in another part of the body. So then, so medado bein biyad bein beregel, right? Whether it's with the hand or the foot, yi macher, it can be sold. Where does that mean can be sold? According to the Tanakama, the touch of an akum asers only bishtia, not behana'a, right? That's the middle opinion, right? That if a guy touches my wine, I'm not allowed to drink it. But I can get hana'ah from it. Rabbi Nasan is going to say it's asur even bahana'ah. But that's the Tanakama here. You could sell it. He touched it. And therefore, it is going to be asur to drink. Rabbi Nasan omer biyad asur b'regel mutar. If it was with his hand, that's a direct touch. And therefore, I'm more machmer than the Tanakama. Right? It's asur even bahana'ah. You're not allowed to sell it. But b'regel mutar. If it was with a foot, so then mutar. Right? Why? Because that's not called a touch, and therefore, that was the discussion that Shmuel was wondering if he could find a Tana that he wanted to answer completely. But says the Gemara, but wait a minute. If that's the psak that he was waiting for, to pass like Rabbi Nasan, but what was the case of Shmuel? It was the feet of the Akum. So, Amar to Amar Rabbi Nasan Biyan, Beregel Miyamar. So he was waiting to find somebody who passed like Rabbi Nasan, Lachumra, but even Rabbi Nasan wouldn't be Machmer in Shmuel's case. Shmuel's case was that the guy was walking on it. It was Nagia Beregel. So why would that be Osir? That can't be the case of what Shmuel was waiting for. It can't be that he wanted to wait to see if he could find somebody who was Lachumra like Rabbi Nasan to Osir even Bahana'a, because it wouldn't have been Osir Bahana'a in this case, right? And the Tana'am wouldn't have held that way. So why was he waiting? So Ella, the opposite. The Mishkachna Tana Deshari Karebi Shimon Ishrei afilu bishtia, because he was waiting that if he would find a Tana who would be makel, even like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds, he argues on the whole thing. He says, even if a guy touches the wine of a non-Jew, it touches the wine of a Jew, as long as there was no kavanah l'nasech, it's mutter. It's mutter even to drink. That's what he was waiting for. He would have matter this even bishtia. That's what he wanted to know, if anybody held that would be the psak. And we'll have to get to that sheet of Rabbi Shimon in Beit Hashem a few days when it comes up. Good. There is a discussion about Shita's Rashi. What exactly what type of touch asers when it comes to maga akum? So we have to put a couple of Rashi's together, and even so, it's not so clear. The Rishonim debate, what is Rashi Shita? What does Rashi here say? Top Rashi. Imishkach natana da asar krabi nasan. Yayin behana'a. Bimago shal ovdei kochavim. Right? If an obi kochavim touches the wine, it's asar behana'a according to Rabbi Nasan. Av mishlo nischol avaras kochavim. Even though he didn't pour it as a libation to an idol, here's the line. Denisuch lohavi asar behana'a ela ayidei shichshuch. Nisuch is not asar behana'a unless the wine was agitated, whether it was moved. That seems to be Rashi Shita here. Rashi says it again on Daf Nun Tesmah Beis, that in order for it to be Da'oraisa, in order for it to be a real chash of Nisuch, it has to be moved. That wine has to be agitated. If the goy just stuck his hand in without actively moving around the wine and took it out, that's where it's for sure, there's no chash of Nisuch, because for it to be an actual Nisuch, so then there has to be some type of shichshuch. Again, that is Rashi. The Ramban says, I'm not sure, because if you stick your hand in, you're agitating it, right, automatically. It's yefshar shalola shachshich. So it could be that even if there is shichshuch, it's mutter, because there's no kavana of nisuch. Which is exactly what does Rashi mean, by this line of shichshuch. The Ritva discusses here, also, in the context of Rashi, the ikala medak. Sounds like from here that only Rabbi Nasan, he's the das yachid shita, that if the guy doesn't have the kavana to be menasechid, so he's the only one that's going to aser. V'ilu l'mishnah achrona k'tani d'ein d'archin emagoy b'gai mishan d'rafuna. But didn't we have earlier that it's aser to be d'orech begat with a guy? V'yesh lomar, one of his suggestions is, again, it's a long piece, t'halo kasha, t'chishara rabbanan maga goy shalo b'kavana b'hana'a, here, where the rabbanan matir, hanimili dumya d'midado b'kane, shenom nimshacharbi b'malachto. Here the guy is measuring it. He has his hand in for a second. He has his foot in for a second. That's different than aval drichas anovim shenimshach b'malachto harbe choshishin shema nisech v'aser afilu b'hana. Right, so even different types of touch, you know, we have to look at each context, says the Ritva. The difference between the guy putting his hand in for a second and a guy working with the wine, trampling on it, and really being mashkia into it. So again, there's even in terms of chashos. So again, that also might impact the halacha in terms of bisman hazeh, b'ez Hashem, as we'll see. Okay, so difference in Tanoim. So we know that Shmuel, according to the Maskana, was waiting to see if he could find somebody who's matah like Rabbi Shimon, and not machmer like Shmuel. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't bring up, maybe he was waiting for the Rabbanan. Maybe he was waiting to go like the middle sheet of the Rabbanan. So the Mefarshim explained, he wouldn't have waited, because to paskin like the Rabbim, you don't have to wait. You go like the Rabbim, right? There's no chiddush in that. If he was going to paskin like a das yachid, like a Rabbi Shimon, or like Rabbi Nasan, so then he was going to wait, because to go after a yachid, against a Rabbim, so that would require more backing. Good. Continuing. Hahu uvda, tahavi bibiram. Right? All these little stories that are quoted here, but obviously if they're here in Shas, so they are halachically important. Who of the David Bibiram? David Ovi Kochavim. David Gasolik Bedikla of Icy Luliva. There was an Ovi Kochavim that was climbed to a palm tree. He wanted to get a lulav. He wanted to get a date palm. They get a lulav from the top, from the tree. Bahadi de Karnachis, as he was going down, we're gonna go with Argirsa. Naga Birosha Dululiva Bechamra. Shalo Bekavana. As he's going down, you know, a lulav is long. Now, this is the source. Not a good source for when you do oshanas and you bang into the people with the point of your lulav without kavana. But this, it shows here that it happened in those days too. He's going down from the tree and he has his lulav and he touches the wine as he's coming down. He wasn't even focusing on doing it. The tip of his lulav touched the wine of a Jew that was on the bottom as he was coming down. So is that called wine? Is that called touching? So there's 2 points here. Number one, he didn't actually touch it with his body. He touched it with his palm, medulla. And number two, he didn't even mean to touch it. Right? He was just coming down the ladder, coming down the tree. So, is that called touching? So, shar ye rav lezvune lovde gachavim. So, rav matired the wine to be sold to an ovde gachavim, which means even though they would, it was two steps removed. It was shalo b'kavana and it was shalo with his body, still is asur b'shtiyah. That is called a touch. Amrule Rav Kahana v'Ravasi l'Rav v'Hamarhu da'amar. But 1 second, don't you paskin? Basically asking, don't you paskin like Rabbi Nassan? Tinok ben Yoma who osa yayin esach. Even a 1 day old baby, you know, makes yayin esach with his touch, right? So how can you say that here it's only aser b'shtia, not aser b'hana? So Amrulehu emer damiyana b'shtia b'hana miyamrei. Who says I paskin like Rabbi Nassan? I asked it b'shtia. Who says I asked it b'hana? And therefore, I do not say that it's going to be usher across the board. What we read is Rashi. So basically, according to this girsa, Nigiya al yidei davar acher shaloba kavana is still usher b'shtia. Right? Even though you have the two steps removed. Tosfos here, in this Tosfos on the bottom, has a different girsa because he does not like Rashi's idea. He thinks that if it's these double kula, so then it should be mutter. It shouldn't even be aser b'shtiyah. He didn't have in mind to touch it. He didn't touch it directly. So Tosfos has, you see Tosfos girsa, hachi garsina barov svarim. Bahadi takanachis noga bereisha de leliva b'chamer shalob kavana. Ulefi girsa zu. See in the Tosfos on the bottom, in the big Tosfos. Chashvinan maga ovikochavim adei davar acher, kemo ma'ava ovikochavim begufo. According to this girsa, which is in Rov Svarim, touching it with a lulav is like touching it with his body. Ulefi dahavi lehacha shalo bekavana, sharya behana. But says Tosfos, if it was shalo bekavana, that's what the discussion was, then what's the halacha? Because maybe it wouldn't have even been called a touch. But Tosfos go a couple of lines down. He doesn't like this. Vakasha, 8 lines down. Kasha lefizeh chada de davar tema hu lomar de chashvinan magoi de davar acher de lo havi ela shaloba kavana kavon magoi begufa shaloba kavana le'asa b'shtiyah. I find that hard to believe. It's amazing. Tosfos doesn't even quote any there. He says, I find that hard to believe. Davar tema hu to say that. V'kol halachos mochichos lekama de shariyaf b'shtiyah. We're going to get to stories later on that it's going to be mutter, even to drink, where it is a mutter shaloba kavana. Right? And therefore, so Tosfos quotes a number of those stories that we will get to if the Obi Kochavim fell into the pit, the chulu. Either way, about 2/3 of the way down, Tosfos said, that's why I have a different girsa. I like the other girsa in this Gemara. The fifth to last line in Tosfos, Lakach Nirl Rabbeinu Tam, Girsos Rabbeinu Chananel. V'halachas gedolos, v'chein nimsa b'tshuvas ha'ga'onim, d'lo garas b'reisha d'luliva, don't be gores that, oh, it was touched by the tip of the lulav, ela naga b'chamra. He touched, he the guy himself, the ovikom himself touched on the way down. Ulahach yasser le'rav b'shtiyah, that's why Rav Asser, davali maga ovikochavim begufo shalom b'kavana, remove one of the steps. It wasn't ayde davar acher shalom b'kavana, it was only shalom b'kavana. So shaloba kavana, that's what we're going to aser b'shtia. Ula kaman, lo garas, but we're going to get to that other case. But either way, this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chaf Dalet, it's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Maga Ovid Kochavim b'yayin ayde davar acher, shaloba kavana. Our case, he touches it, davar acher, shaloba kavana, kigon. For example, Kigon, why does the Shulchan Aruch quote this case? If you just read the Shulchan Aruch, you don't know, but it's the Gemara's case. Kigon cha yorid me'adekel, ubiyada lulav, v'naga barosh halulav b'yayin, shalo b'kavana. And the tip of the lulav touches it without kavana. O shahaya mahalech, v'naga b'knaf bigdo shalo b'kavana. Or he's just walking and his clothing brushes against the wine, shalo b'kavana. The Rishonim add in that case here. V'chein. Im niskaven liga bo al yidei davar acher, ela she'enu yodea shehu yayin. Right, another case the Torah brings up. Another case that's two steps removed. I don't know it's wine. Right, I don't know it's wine. Niskaven liga bo yidei davar acher, so it's wine, I don't know it's wine, and it's yidei davar acher. So the Shulchan Aruch in all these cases, mutar afilu b'shtiyah. Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos, if it's tarti l'reyasa, we might call it, then it's mutar. Meaning is davar acher and shaloba kavana, or davar acher and I don't know it's wine. Either of those, that's going to be mutter even b'shtia. Right? The Taz, the Shach here discuss, right? This is Shita Shabbeinu Tam. Arguing with Rashi. Rama, v'hu adin, mehichnis barzal achavis, o hotzio shaloba kavana, ubizman azeh. And then the Rama adds in a line that is much discussed, De'umos lav avodas kochavim heim, and Bizman Azeh, where they're not really idolaters anyway, ko maga'on mikri shalo bakavana. Every touch that a non-Jew does to wine, Bizman Azeh, could be called shalo bakavana, because they don't have kavana, they're not people who are kavana lanasech. Right, the Taz, Pirish, Elam Kavana Lanasech, Vavi Kitinok Duresim and Zeh, Deino Oser Ela Bishtiya, and Moses is going to be his Aser Bishtiya. Vikalhecha Deika Chad Latibusa, Shari Afilu Bishtiya Lididan. Right, and if there's another element besides the fact that they just touched it, then it would be Mutter El Ramalo Zacha Rak Tre Mili. Right, let's just continue the Ramah. But they're back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, so because Bizman Zeh, they're not menaskim, they're not idolaters, so all their maga would be shloba kavana. So again, maga shloba kavana is still aser b'shtia. But if you have something extra along with that, then one might be able to be mekel. V'lachein, says the Rama, im naga b'yayin ha'idei davar acher, ava b'shiyodea shehu yayin. Right, in that case, right, because you just knock one down more lakula, because everything is called shaloba kavana. So if you touch a deva racher, ava bisha yodeashu yayin, v'kivan ligabo, and you wanted to touch him, mutter afilu b'shtia demikri maga aide deva racher shaloba kavana. If it's aide deva racher, then it's mutter according to the Ramah, bizman hazeh. V'hu adinim naga afilu biyado below kavanas maga. O shalo yada shehu yayin shari. And then the Rama ends off, Vein Lafarsim Hadar Bifnei Ma'aretz. But don't publicize this psak. Okay? That's the Rama. And then he quotes others, but there's big discussions. There's 4-3 columns of Taz on this and others. The Pischei Tshuva discusses this, whether it's something that we should be makel on. Either way, this is a big discussion about Negia Aide Davar Acher. Right? What happens if there is a bottle of wine in the refrigerator? And the door, they open the Anovi Kochavim, opens the door of the fridge. Again, didn't directly touch it. What if it's on a shelf in their refrigerator and one thing in the refrigerator is moved, which moves the other thing and moves the bottle of wine? So is that called negia by an Oved Es Kochavim? Negia de Davar Acher. The Rama here has this cool. Again, you have to see all the different halachas that are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, an important topic. We continue. Again, we're not focusing on totally halacha l'maisa, but every case has to be asked and dealt with. Gufa, Amar Rav Tino ben Yomosa Yai Nesach. Rav says, right, what we just said, that even a one day old can make Yai Nesach with his touch. Eis Rav Simi Barchiel Rav, is that really true? Don't we have a case in the Tosefta? Halokeach Avadim in Ovdi Kochavim. Somebody buys an Eved from an Ovdi Kochavim. Shemalu Velo Tavlu, that had Mila, but did not yet have Tfila. Right, and we paskin that full Geirus or even full semi Geirus. Meaning Eved Kenani. Right? Any Geirus is not complete until there's both. Right? Rashi here quotes the Gemara Yivamis, Memvav, La'olam eno Geirat, Yamol v'yitpo. Right? Only if you have both. So, if somebody buys an Eved from an Akum, that was Mavalo Tovel, V'chein b'neish has Shvachos, or if somebody has Shvachos in their own house, and they have children born to the Shifcha, Shemalu v'lo Tavlo, right? Even though, right in that case, they're living and they've grown up in the Jew's house, they're not in Nizgadel, Rashi points out, amongst Ovei Kochavim, but they still need Mila and Tefillah. And obviously, the case is, Rashi points out, Ukishelo Tavla Imo Mitchila Kamari. The mother didn't go to the mikvah before they were born, or else they would be born to a Jewish woman. But says the Tosefta. So what's the halacha here? Rukan umedrasan bashuk. Their spittle or their medras, what they sit on, in shuk, that means even in the shuk, even in a public area where we usually say, tsafik tuma berushos harabim tahor, but still here, tameh. Why? What's tameh? Because as we learned earlier, the Ovei Kochavim or a guy, they have the status, the Chazal gave them the status of tuma, of a zava. And therefore, Azava has even the liquids that come out are also mitame. So here, these people who are not considered Jewish yet, so they are called tame, and bashuk is, and it's not even a suffix tuma, which we would be makel for in Rishos Harabim. It's a vade tuma. That's the emphasis of bashuk, tame. All right, so Rashi adds in, Rashi is printed on the top of the Amud Beis. Rashi's a little delayed in the printing here. Mushuk afilu bashuk, she'ein tumas and suffix el tumas and vadois, midirabanan, she'gozro alovik alchavim, she'u kizavim lechol devrehim. So, some have the gears of tame, v'yamri la tahar, and others have the gears of tahar. that in this case, where it's a milsa de lo shchicha, or it's the whole thing is asa de rabbanan anyway, so they're in the process. You get this flexibility in terms of this Durabanan. But what's important for us is the next line of the Brisa. Yenan, what about their touching our wine? Gedolim, osim yayin esech. Ketanim, ain't osim yayin esech. Their gedolim could make yayin esech, but their ketanim do not mean yayin esech. So, eluhein gedolim ve'eluhein ketanim. What is a gadol? What is a katan in this context? Gedolim yodin b'tiv avodas kochavim u'misham sheha. A gadol is someone who knows about the idolatry and what they're doing. Ketanim einam yodin b'tiv avodas kochavim u'misham sheha. And ketanim do not. So what does this Tosefta say clearly? Ketanim miyas gedolim im ketanim lo. How could Rav say that even a one-day-old baby could create yayin esech with its touch when this Tosefta says, no, you gotta know what you're talking about. You have to be a gadol. You have to not, again, might not be a gadol in terms of godless, what we call it, but a gadol that's yodeya b'tiv avodas kochavim. So question on Rav. So again, whenever the Gemara has a question on Rav, you could always say Rav Tanu Palag, but we never like to say that unless we have to. So the Gemara here says, no, you could re-understand the Tosefta. Tirgama abnei shvachos. The wine line in the Tosefta is only referring to the bnei shvachos. So the bnei shvachos, that's where you have a limit to Gdolim and Akhtanim. Because remember, Bnei Shvachos, they grow up in the Jews' house anyway, they're just born here, so that we're gonna be Mako by that Dindra Banan. But by real cases of an Akum, then even the Tosefta would agree that Ketanim are also going to be Yasser. V'havachain Kamar, what do you mean? It says V'chain in the Brisa. Right, comparing the case of Lokeach Menovik Ochavim and Bnei Shvachos. Arokun Umedrasan. That's just referring to the Rok and the Medras line, but not to the wine line. There's something to say, but let's just finish this line. So Hani Chalaman Damar Tameis, this whole discussion then makes sense, there's two versions in the Tosefta. Some say Tameh, by their Rok and their Medras, and some say Tar. So if you say Tameh, we understand, right, that the Chiddush is that they grew up in the house of a Jew, and therefore you might have said Tar, so the Chiddush is to say Tameh. Ela lamanda amar Tahar, but if you say Tar, so Michael Amemar, then what's the Chiddush? If you say the wine, there's a limit by a case of Lokech Avadim in Ovik Achavim, then surely in the case where they were born in the house of a Jew, so what would be the Chiddush? So the Gemara answers, Hakamash Malan, Avadim Dumya de Bnei Shvachos. To compare the two, Ma Bnei Shvachos, Malu Velo Tavlu, Hu De Osin Yayin Nesech. But only, by Bnei Shvachos, only if they didn't have Tevila yet did they create Yayin Nesech. Malu Velo Tavlu Lo, but if they actually had Mila and Tevila, then they wouldn't, because they're called Jewish immediately. Avadim came. So to Avadim, even if they're bought from an Ovei Kochavim, you say, right when they've gone through the due process of Mila and Tevila, then their status changes. La afuke midur of Nachman Amar Shmuel, and that would be, then the Tosefta would be teaching us against Shmuel. The Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, halokeach avadim mirovi kochavim, af al pishem aluva tavlu. If one buys an eved from an idolater, even if they went through Milan Tfil already, o sin yayin esech, achetishka avodas kochavim mipihem. Wow. Right? Even if they've already gone through Mila and Tfila, if they were involved in Avodah Zarah before, so we still have to be Choshesh, and therefore they would still create Yayin Esach until there's no more Avodah Zarah. Bifiyem. Kamash Malan Delo. And the Tosefta would be, Kamash Malan, that is not something that we have to be Choshesh for. Good. Tosus points out on Amid Beis that, of course, by a Ger Tzedek, it's immediate. Right, this is only talking about an Eved and an Akum that had Avodah Zarah in their context. But let's say Tosas Dibra Maschal Ad Shetishtaka on Amud Beis, right in the middle of Amud Beis. Omeri, the Dafka Ba'avadim Amri Na Shetishka, the Avagav the Tzorach Lad Bilam Ulamulam Miritzonam, V'chulu V'chulu, Mikol Makam Emes Rabo Olav, Veinu Mizgayer B'Lev Shalem, Aval Ovde Kochavim, Shemalin V'tovlim Miritzonam, Uladaitam, right, a guy who's coming, he's not being forced, but he's coming on his own volition, Nishtakashim Avodas Kochavim Mipiyem Umiyad, Umutter Magon Biyayin Miyad, right, a ger, immediately there's not a problem, right, what if a guy has kosher wine, which he has touched, and then he becomes Jewish, right, so he's gonna aser from this morning his own wine. Because at that point he was a guy, and now he's a Jew, right? Those are the types of questions that are asked. What about, does a guy have to tovel his kalim? Right? He becomes Jewish. Right? Because it was, used to be owned, but it was always owned by him. That's a discussion in the post. Good. one or two other points related to this. Interesting, in Machlokas Rishonim in direction. Machlokas Rishonim in direction. When we're talking about these Bnei Shvachos that were Mal Velo Taval. Mal Velo Taval. The Ran, Machlokas here between the Ran and the Radvaz in mentality. The Ran here says, on Chav Vav Mabez in the Dafi Arif, the Ran says, Elavada Kiktan Igdolim Osenyai Nesach Legamre Ka'amar. Right, Gedolim make Yayin Nesach totally. Meaning these people who were Movalo Taval. Delodamu Leger Toshav. And it's not as good as a Ger Toshav. De Ger Toshav Kiba Lav Zayin Mitzvah Lekayim on the altar. At least the Ger Toshav, why would a Ger Toshav be more Mekel and only Aser even Bishtia, not Bahana? That's only because he was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs actively. Avalim Elu, these Avadim who are in the middle of the process, Lo Kiblu Osan. They were Mekabel El Kadeh Lekayim on Achar Tefila. Their Kavana is, okay, I'm going to have to do these things after I finish the process. But a Ger Toshav, ironically, has no process. There's no Mila and Tila, but because they actively were Makabel, which itself is a discussion in Ger Toshav, how do you become a Ger Toshav? But the Ritvin Makas Daf Test talks about three levels of non-Jews. But either way, this is the Ran, that a Ger Toshav, the fact that he was Makabel, the Shema Mitzvos, is in a higher state, let's say, regarding Hilchos Yayin Nesach, than these Bnei Shvachos that were Mal Velo Taval. And if you look in the Radvaz and the Tshuva, the Radvaz has the exact opposite mentality. Exact opposite mentality. Says the Radvaz. Every Tshuva of the Radvaz is fascinating. Says the Radvaz here in Chelek Gimel Tav Tav Kuf Yud Zayin. Where is it here? Tav Tav Kuf Yud Zayin. Sha'alta Demaisa Beger Shemal V'chala. There was a ger that had Mila and then got sick. Got sick from the Bris Mila or from something else. Vishoha Yamim. And therefore he didn't have his Tevila for a couple of days. There was a couple of days break between the Mila and the Tevila. Vinaga Bayayin. And he touched wine in between. So is that, so we pass him. Mavolo Taval Kilo Lomal. So in that case, Imhu Adayin built to Yisrael, O Yisrael Lachol Dvarav. So what do we do? V'chenim Mizamnim Alav. Could he be used for a Zimun, Om Mitztarif Lasara, V'im Kiddish Isha, Chashin L'Kedushin, Tshuva. Ma'isa Balafnei Ri, V'chitir Esayayin Afilu B'shtia. The Ri matured the wine even to drink, V'azalashi Tasei. To Ger Toshav, Maga'o Mutter B'shtia, V'koshken Ger Shemol V'kibola Mitzvos. And he goes l'shitasa, because the rehold that a ger toshav even is mutter bi shti if he touches it. And surely a ger that already went through the first stages. The od raya, quoting our Gemara, the amrina navadam v'nei shvachos shemalo v'lo tavlu. Tzevach reizal b'neim sheimam zeyim v'chulu v'chulu. V'su b'shal sofrim halachach rameikol b'stam yenam b'shtia v'huadim b'magon. V'yav agav d'amrina b'perak rebi yishmael d'avadim shemalo v'lo tavlu osin yayin nesach. Our Gemara, Haynu Mipnei She'ein Mizgayrin Baleif Shalim Yiratzon Nafsham Ela Bal Karchan Meimas Rabban. They're talking about Avadim, but if you have a ger that's coming with from his own volition, even right after Mila, there shouldn't be Yayin Nesach. And he quotes the Ran that argues, and now he says, Vani Omer, the Adif Tvei Malvel Otava Miger Toshav. I think the opposite in direction of the Ran. Mikama Ta'ame Chada De Ger Toshav Lo Kibel Shum Mitzvah Mimitzvah Yisrael. When he got Mila, he already started being Mekabel Mitzvahs. At least Mila. The Ger Toshav didn't accept any mitzvahs besides the basic ones that he was always supposed to do anyway. The Ran statement of, he's only going to have Kavana to them after Lessa. Fine, he's not going to get punished for them until afterwards, but he's Mekabel them right away. Visu de Gertoshav Lomal, Vizekfar Mal, Vyatsa Mitumas Akum. Wow. Meaning the Radvaz is telling us, in the process of Mila and Tfila, we might have thought, right, what does the Gemara say? Mal Velotava Kilu Lomal. That sounds like after Mila, nothing has happened yet. Until after Tfila, so then everything happens. The Radvaz here says, no. Right when you do Mila, something happens. Yotza mitumas akum. You have not yet been nichnas le taras Yisrael, but yotza mitumas akum. Visu, de gertosha lo kibo lov das Yisrael, vizekvar kibo lov lios kamonu. Ela she ne'enas, velo hayacho ligmar hadavar. Right, meaning it's one thing. It's the Mila and the Tfila. Right, Mikol Hani Taami Ani Omer Dafilu Man De Isle Ger Toshav Oser Hayan B'Mago Modu B'Ger Shemov Lo Tavo. The opposite. not only according to the Ri says the Ger Toshev is mutter if he touches it, but here, even if you hold like a Ger Toshev Aser's wine b'maga, I think this is better. What about marriage? What about catechism for a minion? What about all those other halachas? That I wouldn't go that far, says the Radvaz. Hadavar barer she'eino ki Yisrael l'shum davar. Meaning, he's yotzei mechlal akum, which is enough for yayin nesach, but he's not nichnas l'idei Yisrael. I'll agree to that. T'kaimon movel otava kilu lomo. So he acknowledges that statement, even though he recognizes a middle ground. Ela she'yotza mechlal akum she'mitzu v'lahach yoso. Ve'ein mago b'yayin tamei. U'leklal Yisrael lo ba'at she'yitbo. V'tvaram berurim heim v'anir l'ni asadi kasafti. Right, this is part of a major sugya. Fascinating discussion, and that is in Geirus. We know there's different parts of the Geirus process. Mila and Tefillah are the two big ones. Are those two halves of one process? You have to do the Mila and you have to do the Tefillah. And once you've done Mila, you've done half. And once you've done Tefillah, you've done the other half. Or do we say no? One is Iker and one is Tafel. Maybe Tefillah is the Iker. You have to go to the mikvah. There's a Tnai, there's a prerequisite for your Tefillah, and that is the Mila. Meaning you can't become Jewish. How do you become Jewish? Through dunking in a mikvah. But you can't dunk in a mikvah unless you, prior to that, are not an RL. Right? You have to have bris milah. But bris milah is a tnai. Right? The line afkamina, right here. Right? Has anything been accomplished after milah? So you might say that's the machlokas here between the Radvaz and the Ran. The Radvaz says something has been accomplished. You're not a Jew yet, but you've already left Tumas Akum, meaning it accomplishes something. It's not just a Tanai. It's part of the process. While according to the Ran, maybe it's just a Tanai. It's just a Tanai prerequisite, and therefore you have to make sure it's done. But after Mila, you're worse than a Geratoshev still. Right? You didn't warm a Kabbal anything. You've just done the Tanai. So maybe that's the Machlokas here. There's another interesting Machlokas in Yevamis. What about the order? Does it matter what order you do it in? Can you do the Tefillah before the Mila? Or does the Mila have to be before the Tefillah? So that also is a machlokas rishonim, which also might be connected to this sugya, whether, the Gemara discusses it in Yevamis Mem Zayin. That's a discussion there in the Ritva. So again, if it's, the order is ma'akev, so maybe because the Mila is a Tanai. The more it's just two parts of, one process, then it wouldn't matter, you know, which one comes first, which one comes second. You might have said, even if it's two parts of the process, you have to have it in a certain order. But at least it's open to the fact, if you find a shita out there that says the order is not ma'akev, then you'd be more inclined to say that it's just two parts of one process. Again, this is an example you have many times in a halacha, when you have two parts of a process, you could ask this question, right? Yeyush and Shini Rishus. Right, you also have it in Genev and Gezela, right? Does it matter? Two parts. I could take it if there's Yeish and Shini Rishus. Does it matter if the Yeish happened before the Shini Rishus, after the Shini Rishus? Again, this is all, similar types of sugyas that come up. Or do you, when you have, Das Machne and Maisa Kinyan, when you have Shanim and Simanim, right, for Godless. Right, you have years and physical maturity. How do those two things work together? Right, there's all of these, whenever you have two parts of a process, you have to ask this question. Good, one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. The Chashuk Echemet here discusses the following case. It's also in the Harevna in one case. Sheila, there was a person, family of Jews, wonderful family, and, you know, one of them goes back to the Altaheim, the shtetl, to see the roots of their family. And they, lo and behold, find their grandmother's kever, their mother's mother's kever, and she's buried in a non-Jewish cemetery, and she has a cross on the kever. And they realize that they're not Jewish, this family that were upstanding, fine Jews. So again, obviously, and you do the research, and it finds out that they weren't Jewish. So, privately, you do everything you have to do. Go to a Beis Din, you don't want to embarrass the whole family, so do whatever you have to do. But he discusses, what about the wine? What about any wine? Specifically, dafka this. There's other major issues besides that. What about the marriages? What about the wine? So, he discusses, is this any worse than the B'nai Shvachos? Remember Rashi says, they grew up in a Jewish home. So this is, they grew up mamish in a Jewish home. Right? So you might say here that it's, even better. And he discusses Gertoshev, because this machlokah between the Ran and the Radvaz. But it's, you might say Bechlal. It's a milsa de lo shchicha, this case, lo gazer ve'rabanan. And therefore, you know, all the wine is going to be mutter. But he leaves it b'tzorachim, but he has a couple of those possibilities in this regard. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line from the bottom. Gufa Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Halokeach Avadim in Ovdei Kochavim Avav Bishemal Avatav Lo Seyai Nesach Anshe Tishka Avar Kochavim EPM. So Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, says even after Mila and Tfila for another certain amount of time until they're not talking about Avodas Kochavim anymore, they still make Yai Nesach. Vekama Amar Rav Shmuel Ben Levi Ad Shneim Asar Chodesh. Right, a year, because a year is important. Is a certain. We assume after a year they're shichacha. Right, like the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Nun Ches, ein hamishtakech min halev elalachar yud beis chodesh, and therefore that's why we wait a year. Rashi there in Brachos, yeush bailim ba'aveda hu achar yud beis chodesh. So you forget things after yud beis chodesh, and that's why it is. And that's the concept of the yard site, why once a year. That's why the Chassam Sofer writes, that's why we have Parsha Zachar once a year, because it says Zachar and Lo Tishkach. And how do we know how often to remember Amalek? Maybe every day, maybe four times a day. You know, how did your Torah just says, remember, don't forget. So the Chassam Sofer writes in Eben Ezer, Aleph Kuf Yutes, that if the Torah also says don't forget, so it must be they would just want us not to forget that type of remembering. Therefore, it's once a year. Once a year. And he also writes there, discusses, and his Talmud, the Maharam Shik's Chiddush, about what if you have 13 months between the two Parshas Zachars, like this summer. This summer is Shana, this coming year, right? From the past Parshas Zachar to the next one, there's 13 months in between. So is there a Chumrah, the Maharam Shik quotes this Chumrah, during Parshas Kisetze that year, have in mind Parshas Zachar. Have in mind Parshas Zachar, again a Chumrah. Again, the stima, the fact that no Rishon ever mentioned this, you know, means that Pashas doesn't mean 12 months literally. It means the cycle of a year is when we start to forget things, and therefore you have to remember it then. Okay, continuing. Also discuss, is it 12 months from when the Gerus happened? Is it 12 months when he came into the house of a Jew? Discussion in the poskim. In the Torah Sabayis, when is it 12 months from? Okay, either way, Eisvei, let's continue. Eisvei, Rabba, L'Rav Nachman, Halokeach, Avadim. So now we have basically 10 lines of the same Shakla Vataria, but we're asking it on this statement of Shmuel instead of earlier that we had on the statement of Rav. So, Halokeach, Avadim, Avadim, Kochavim, Shema Lavalo Tavalu, Vachemini Shvacha, Shema Lavalo Tavalu, Roka, Numedrason, Bishukta, Mevam, Milay Tar, Yain, Gedolim, Osin, Yain, Nesach, Tanim, Enonos, Yain, Nesach. Same exact brisa. Elin gedolim, elin ktanim, gedolim she yodim b'tiv avodas kochavim, umisham sheha, ktanim shein yodim b'tiv avodas kochavim, umisham sheha. But what do you see from that brisa? So beforehand, we use this brisa to be medayek against Rav. Rav said even a one day old makes yayin esach. Here it's clear that ktanim don't. But now we're going to ask on Shmuel. Shmuel's din of the, you have to wait a year after Milan Tvila. So 1 second, ktanim miyas malu velo tavlu in malu v'tavlu lo. Or shouldn't you be medayik from this Tosefta that right after Mila and Tefillah are done, so then it's already mutter, and there's no Yayin Esech. Wouldn't you say that? So, no, Tirik Mabadei Shvachas. Same exact answer is no, say the wine line is going on Mabadei Shvachas. V'havachink Tani, Arokonu Medrusan. It's referring to the Rok and the Medrus, that's what the V'chein. Honich Lamandar Tomei, Lamandar Tor, Maigel Amemar, it is Pashut. Hakamash V'lan Avadim, Dumi Dimnei Shvachos. Mabadei Shvachos, Gdolim Hu Deosin Yayin Esech. Even Avadim, right, that grew up in the base of Avodah Zarah, they still had that limit. Right, beforehand we said Afuke Midrav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, but now Afuke Midrav, Amar Rav, Tinok Ben Yom Osen Yai Nesach, Kamash Malon Delo. Kamash Malon, that a one day old does not make, Rav holds that one day old does make Ayinessa, Kamashbal and Delo, that is not true. Tosfos here discusses again a sugya, a major sugya, and like based what the Ramah said earlier, what did Epizman Azeh? Again, and this was very important, these discussions, because in those days, a lot of Jews were involved in the wine industry, and these gzeros were very prohibitive. And the question is, when did Chazal? They were made in the times when there was a lot of Avodah Zarah around. But in the days of the Rishonim, where there, a lot of these fellow non-Jews that lived near them were not giving libations, so the Rishonim had to figure out when you could have certain leniencies. So if you look here in the Tosas Lafuke, about 8 lines in, quotes from Rashbam and the Rivan b'shem Rashi. Right, the Rashbam quotes his grandfather. Shekasa b'shubas ha-ga'onim, ki bizman hazeh ein iser hana, b'maga over to go chavim b'yayin. That's the key. You know, you want to say we can't drink it? Fine. But could we sell it? right? Isser Hanah is going to be crucial. So he said, "There's no Isser Hanah." Ki ovdi kolchavim shalachshav ein regil and asech lavodas kolchavim vechashuvin ke ein yodin betiv avodas kolchavim mshamshel. They're considered ketanim, right? They're considered ein yodin. Vahavi lo ketinok ben yomo vialzeh onu somchin. That's what we rely on when the Ovdik Chavim pay us back our loans and they give us wine. That's what we rely on. He quotes from the stories here, right? A couple of lines down. He quotes that Rabbeinu Tam was made on his father, Rabbi Meir. Right, Rameir, Rashi's son-in-law. Kipam nezamen lo yayin, yesach v'fsidu biyadayim, avapikin lo rosh Rabbeinu Tam lesar. It goes back and forth. But again, all of these, is there any difference between bizman hazeh? Right, the Chachmas Adam has very strong words. I think we quoted this back in the second parak, on Daf Chav Tes, when we discussed the yayin esach. The Chachmas Adam says the beginning of the yayin esach. Ukidei yain v'chlus v'isur zesh al stam yainam afabishu kal b'nei ha'olam v'dimu l'shar isur d'rabanan. Even though stam yainam seems like just a stam isur d'rabanan, like other isur d'rabanan, avo b'emes v'isur chamur ma'od shows a stam yainam oker nishmaso mimakom shenishrash bo b'kedusha. Whoa. B'yayin ha'meshumar ba'anava, relates to the grapes that Hashem put away in Ma'ase Bereishis. V'en lo chelak olam haba, v'erichu mod, ba'onesh al zem, b'mukubalim, v'nishaber al zeh, sefer miyuchad, and ikra yayin ha'meshumar, v'akore bo tesamer saros psaro. If you read that sefer, your hairs will stand on end. Migodol ha'onesh. You have to be very careful with yayin, with stam yayinam. And then he says, towards the end, in Os Yudalid, he says, what about Bizman Hazeh? He says, Yesh ben ha-go'onim desirali ta'akum Bizman Hazeh, kimesh imagil anasech, zinok ketinok akum, like what we just saw in Tosfos, v'lachein yenem aser b'shtiya, mishum chasnus, right? It's still going to be aser to drink because of chasnus, right? The wine is no worse than bishol akum and pas akum, so drinking a goy's wine is for sure still going to be aser to drink. But it's going to be, but because of chasnus. But what about the iser of yayin esach? Umuter bahana ubakam sarech yishlus mochalze. But lachein muter ligvos bechovo b'stam yenam b'chinim avar v'kana muter limkar v'lachad chila roy lasser shalarov aposkin gam bezman hazeh stam yenam aser gam bahana v'chein roy lachol ba'al nefesh lachaver v'yitzlach v'chein b'chalakam she'en efsid roy lachaver v'lesser bahana rak ein biyadeinu limchos b'yada osim masu matan b'stam yenam kiven sheish bekila mafila lachad chila v'koshkin b'itim alalu shaha'anius mitzuya. Where there's a lot of poverty. So again, you can rely on those poskim that say that stam yenam, because of the goyim bezman hazeh, are not being menasech, that it's only usher b'shtia, not bahana. So again, it comes up a lot in these stam yenam cases. If somebody gets a bottle of wine as a present, somebody wants to give a bottle of wine to a non-Jewish coworker, and all of these are related issues. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we will continue with more sugyas of yayin esach in the coming days.